Yo, what up? All the way live from 919. It's Fonte, Fontigolo. Giving a shout out to my people, nappyafro.com.
Nappy Afro, what's up with it, man? Comedian Roy Wood Jr., prank call, Sullivan Son, TBS, all that. Listen, send me a check. Yeah, you know, don't play this mix till I get a check from y'all. I need a check from y'all. Let's just go ahead and say, I figured $340 ought to cover everything I just said. I know y'all had Killer Mike call in and everything, 8 pound in the house. But it's Alabama representing one time, man. Big up, Nappy Afro.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in to nappyafro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One time rap game, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
Nappyafro.com.
Now tuned into the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast episode 323. I don't know. We have to do some fact checking. It's been so long since we've been here. We forgot what number we was on. But I am your host with the most, your boy King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky, a.k.a. the best there was, and the best there ever will be. I'm now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the lovely, the problematic, yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated, yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, and a.k.a. your grade is your motherfucking grade. I'm in the building.
Queen Germ, man, how you feeling, man? We had 2 weeks off.
I kind of missed it too.
It was just like, it was kind of weird. I listened to all these other podcasts and I was like, man, I got a podcast too. And I know a couple of y'all missed. Y'all Fridays was kind of fucked up because there wasn't no Frocast the last 2 weeks. But, you know, we're going through little technical issues that on our side that we're trying to bang out so y'all can continue to get y'all show. But look, we here. And as always, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Follow us on Twitter at Frocast. Follow us on Instagram at Frocast. Follow us on Twitter at Nappy Afro. Don't forget to look for our shows on any podcast readers. Like I said, like, comment, subscribe. You can always leave us a voicemail feedback at 347-201-2572. So you can always leave us that. You can email us at nappyafro@nappyafro.com. We'll get that email. So, anything interesting happened over the past 2 weeks since we've been gone?
I don't want to make up nothing that stands out.
Oh, okay.
Same old shit.
That's how it go. Yeah, man, we decided to give y'all other podcasts a break since we had our foot on y'all neck for 20-some weeks straight. You know what I'm saying? Bringing y'all some the most infamous podcast this side of the Mississippi. You know what I mean? But...
It's amazing how the naked women picture still going up, though.
Oh, naked women, they never going to stop. They have a mind of their own. Whoever's in charge. Yeah, the naked women pictures keep going. Because my friends hit me up on Facebook, be like, yo. I'm like, yo, bro, listen, that's not me, bro, okay? It's not me.
Yeah, can you put me on, I bet.
Hey, people actually email and ask, yo, can you hook me up with some of your friends? I'm like, what friends? And they be like, the ones on Instagram, be like, those, you really think I know them ladies? Like, y'all really?
Apparently.
Nah. People are idiots. I'm waiting to catfish somebody and ask somebody to send me some money since you think I'm this one. Send me some money. You'll see how real these friends are. But enough about that. Let's get into the show. Not going to be too long this week. We ain't going to keep it too long, as the preacher always say. Let's go. First story up, man. We've got to talk about your boy, man. America's favorite dad, Bill Cosby, a.k.a. number NN7687. Bill Cosby was sentenced to 3 to 10 years in the can for his role in the 2004 allegations or rape case or something like that.
If he's convicted, it ain't no longer allegations if you got a number.
Yeah. He's convicted.
Actor, comedian Bill Cosby, who has now spent his first full day behind bars after a sentencing for sexual assault. The man once known as America's TV dad is now an inmate. He's inmate, in fact, 7687. He'll spend at least 3 years at this new Pennsylvania maximum security prison in a small cell for now, in a cell block by himself. The comedian calling his wife this morning, telling her not to worry. His attorneys already working on his appeal.
So Bill Cosby was sent to jail last week, and the black community was divided again. You had the people on the side saying, hey, he got what he deserved. And then you had the people like, come on, they ain't do nothing to Harvey Weinstein. Or this is just a plot to get him because he wanted to buy NBC. Or, you know, when you're rich, they want to take you down. People, did we not forget who Bill Cosby was? Like, just a couple years ago, he was going on his little tour of finger wagging at black people, telling us we need to pull our pants up and stop listening to hip-hop and do this and do that, quit blaming everybody. And, you know, them same black people that's defending him now, he was wagging his finger at you, saying you ain't shit. You ain't nothing. But now all of a sudden he going to prison, everybody wants to think he got a raw deal. Listen, I've never heard of anybody getting upset that a rapist going to jail for rape.
I mean, the thing is, when people start to think that they know a person, you know, that's just like saying something terrible happened and one of your family members kills another family member. Mm-hmm. If you are, you know what I'm saying, if you love both family members, hell, you torn because I got to grieve the death of this person, or even just not even say they had to die, but somebody did something foul to another family member. If you really love that person or love both parties, you in between the situation of the victim and the perpetrator. Mm-hmm. So it's like, people bought into the Huxtables. People felt like that was, you know what I'm saying? You identify with certain things. And so you don't want it to be true because this man was somebody's daddy via TV. A lot of somebody's.
Hell yeah.
So because of that, you know what I'm saying? It's the connection that makes you leery about wanting to convict him, wanting to see him go to jail, see him, especially at such an old age, to be incarcerated. And I mean, me personally, I say fuck Bill Cosby. Mm. Because not just the fact that, you know, you come out talking bad about black people. People say all kind of things. It's just the fact of you're wrong, period. There's no reason for you to try to justify what you did. And not to say that it was ever would be okay if you only did it one time. But what makes it even worse is the fact that you have a history of doing this. Mm. You know, so it tells me that you never learned. Mm. You never got help. You never, you know what I'm saying? You never did any better by these people because you have decades where you have done this type of activity. So when you look at it, I don't feel sorry for you. I wish they would have caught your ass 30 years ago so then you wouldn't have violated so many other people. But since we are here now, the time you have left belongs to the state. So fuck you. Like, you can't go around here making people feel like, I don't care what the fuck you did. If it's not consensual, it's no reason for you to sit there and say that, you know, who comes and wants you to violate them? Like, fucking Bill Cosby, for real? Like, something wrong with you when you a celebrity and you feel like you got to go to this extent to get some pussy? Like, come on. How many people could you have paid, I mean, to have sex with you? But I guess that's not a part of it. You want to be able to lure them. You want to be able to get them drunk. You want to be able to have them so outside themselves that they don't know what's going on. But clearly you didn't do a good job because these people are recalling this shit like it happened yesterday.
Yes, sir.
So to me, you know what I'm saying? You got what you deserve. So you can't be running around here getting people against their will and you don't think that nobody is going to say anything. It's just not going to happen. You don't have enough money to buy these people silence. So clearly, you know, you could think about it for whatever, 10 years he posted? Well,
3 to 10 years?
Yeah. Well, either way it go, don't drop the soap.
Don't drop the soap. Hey, I heard he was having a bad day. So first day somebody threw a stale hot dog at him. He fell down the steps. I mean, he said he felt like he's going to die in there. And they want a petition to let him come home and do his 3 to 10 at home. No, Bill. No, Bill.
Hey, you got to be in jail.
You got to do your time. Yeah. The same people you were talking about, you became those people. Yeah. Those thugs and people with criminal records. Like, just because, like, people don't understand. They talk about, oh, this is 30 years ago. No. He got convicted of something that happened in 2004. Anything he did before 2004, he didn't get charged with that. He got away with that. He didn't get away with his 2004 one. So that's what he got charged for, people. Let's not get it mixed up and think this is something from the 60s and 70s that they're going back. No. This is from 04. Bill Cosby was a slime ball 14 years ago. So the whole time he was finger wagging at us, he was raping people. You know what I'm saying? I ain't want to say the B word.
Yeah, you know, thank you, sir.
We're trying to do better. And just so my people out there know, y'all got to understand, it's rape when ever the woman says, or it didn't have to be a woman, the man says stop or no. So like Amanda Seal said, even if she said yes, I'm gonna come to your house and we gonna fuck. I get to your house and we start fucking. Seven strokes in, if she say stop, you gotta stop. If it goes to 8, 9, or 10, that's rape after that. How you feel about that?
I don't like the blurry stuff.
What's blurry?
It's blurry because once you've inserted, you committed. If you no, are like, yes, you can feel, no, yes, you can baby. Feel
bad about it.
No, because that's just like me. If you fucking me and I'm finna bust my nut and you pull out comments, oh shit, you having second thoughts? Shit, you about to let me rub this one here out? Fuck that.
That's right.
I don't give a damn. You that's just too much. Is you gonna have to decide when we start the process.
But what if in the process you have a change of heart?
Mm-mm. Ain't no change of heart.
You can't have a change of heart.
No. No, you cannot.
Wow.
No, you cannot.
So you just going, what if you just like, okay, let's say for instance, you know, let's say, you know, you got your little side piece and you and your side piece get up, y'all at the room or whatever, then you're about to get into it or you might even into it.
If you are about to, it's different.
Oh my God, this is wrong. Stop. And he was just like, come on, man, just let me. And he's like, no, stop. Then what? So you feel like since you already committed to it, you're going to go ahead and let him finish his business?
I mean, even my thing is it's that gray area because as a woman, to me, I mean, other people may feel however. Everybody has the right to feel whatever they feel. I just feel like a lot of times women have sex with people they don't want to have sex with anyway. On the sense of, I put myself in this situation. If the dude is not willing to yield and honor my request, I'm fucked. Like,
wow.
So, I mean, I'm not saying, like, it is okay. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that that's a lot of people's logic. So, once I get into the situation, I'm laying up here, I'm doing this thing, whatever. We in the bed, the nigga done spent all his money on me, we done going on a nice trip. Matter. I know what you're saying. But I'm telling you, the way people work, the way people mind work, a lot of times people have just done it because, like, hell. You know what I'm saying? He took me on a nice cruise. He spent a lot of money on me. I ain't paid for nothing. He bought me the outfits. He bought me, you know, everything.
So you feel like
so I feel I'm obligated to give to do my end of the bargain. And so
would you call that duress?
I would not because you accepted that shit. So you accepted it on those terms.
If you accepted it, but that don't mean that. So you know.
I can see it.
Hey, lady.
It's a gray area. I mean, and it's even for men, too. I mean, I'm sure it's men out there. I mean, shit, they slinging their dang-a-langs on folk and getting bills paid. Mm-hmm. Hell, you might not necessarily like the lady or whatever, and you just like, hell, this is just a good situation. She always doing this and doing that. I might as well just, you know what I'm saying, give her what she want, and that's just the bust one every now and then. So that's just kind of how that works. But, I mean, I know for myself that you can be in situations, and if you feel like, okay, I know I prayed before one time, and I was just like, if God, if you let me get out of this situation, I would never come back over to this man's house, because I didn't really like him like that. And then it was just like, you always, you know what I'm saying, you always trying to push up on me. I just thought it would be a cool, you know, cool person to chill with, whatever. But then it's just like, well, damn, okay, I see that I don't need to come over here. So that one time, I was just like, okay, if I could get out of this place, I would never come back again. Mm. And I didn't. But it's just like, you know, it's up to the person. The person is like kind of forceful. Either way it goes. It's like you put yourself in a situation so you kind of feel like if I do this thing, I walk out alive and I can tell my story if need be. Or I just beat myself up about the fact that I put myself in a bad situation. And it's not to say that people have the right to violate you, but you owe yourself enough to know what doesn't look right. Like that's the same thing as saying, if I walk out here in front of a bus or a Mack truck, I don't deserve to get hit because you saw that shit coming. Mm. You know what I'm saying? That's like the law of something. I just don't understand like how you think that you gonna jump out here in front of a you know what I'm saying, a Mack truck pulling some tons of shit and you expect for them to stop on a dime because you decided to make a dumb choice and walk in front of this bus. That sounds like to me that you want to get hit. Mm. So if you, I mean, everybody has rights, but you got to keep things in perspective. If you know you going to the club tonight, you just trying to get somebody to buy you some drinks, don't leave with the nigga. Okay, I done got drunk, I'm going home. I just want to go to sleep my troubles off. I don't know. But don't be saying like a nigga got to have so much self-control. People are people. Mm-hmm. And when you talking about you mix drugs, alcohol in that whole equation, shit get real gray real quick. Mm. And so my thing is not to say that people deserve to get a pass, but you have to be realistic and not put yourself in those type of situations. Now, if it's like, hey.
Okay, but let's say, like I said, I called you up, me and you, we're not married. And I called you up, and I'm like, yo, what's good? You know, what you doing this weekend? You know, won't you come through? You decide to slide. You know, everything is good. But, you know, I could not convince you, but you know, you agree that, yeah, let's do it, whatever. But then, like, you just, I mean.
If it is, so, I don't feel like we need to do this. And, I mean, I could get to the point where we just completely naked.
Yeah.
But when you talking about we actually, you in there? What are we stopping for?
I mean, what just to say like this? You not feel what if it's like it's some trash dingling? You just like this shit trash.
Okay, I mean, I got to put a tick mark down that I done fucked you anyway, so we might as well go ahead.
But I mean, you don't need like you just like nah, this ain't even it. This ain't even it.
Well, I guess I'm looking at it from my perspective because I'm always trying to smash. Mm. So therefore.
I mean, but
I'm looking at it like I'm not gonna be that one that say that because even if your shit is suck, if your dick is trash, I just won't fuck you again. But we got to get to the point where we both come and take the shower, go home, whatever. I ain't got to lose my number, but I'm not finna waste a nut. Cause
you can just tell your man, get up, man. I'm good. Like you could do better yourself. That's how you feel. Like I could do this myself.
Okay, I mean, if that's the situation, then I guess. But for me, I don't recall having a situation like that. So I can't relate. But my thing is simply, if me being a female, me and a dude messing around, and he decides to pull out before I come, we gonna fight. Period.
Gonna fight?
Hell yeah. Like, what the fuck are we doing this for?
I mean, what if he was just like, yo, I think about my girlfriend would never understand.
Call me her name. We need to bust this nut.
Oh my
gosh.
Move fastest. Oh my gosh.
I ain't got time to play with you. I don't have time for that shit. Like, come on. Yeah. We grown. We knew what we came here to do.
Yeah. But, I mean, I can't have second thoughts. Buyer's remorse?
Shit, nah. Not if, like I said, once you have penetrated, it's a done deal.
Once you broke through that, you crossed the line.
Yeah, it's a done deal.
You can't put toothpaste back in the tube.
You cannot.
Yeah, so that's what you're saying.
That's all I'm saying. Like, if we don't get to the point where we ain't did it yet, then yeah, you can say, oh, yeah. Well, I feel some type of way.
Okay, well, fellas.
I'm backing up.
Listen to your OG, King Germ here. If you have in that situation, take my advice. Do not take her advice. Take my advice. If you're in that situation and the young lady changes her mind, stop. Because it's 2018 and you will be called a rapist if you keep going. Okay? Damn with, you know, if she tell you to stop, chill, stop. Don't let me get a couple more strokes. Let me get no. So let's just go with that route. Be safe.
I guess. You're right. I mean, it's just for me. I don't understand.
And you from the old school.
Well, not really. It's just a simple fact of the matter that it's something called consent. If we have consented,
but you
we
gave me
are
consent,
agreeing.
But you can take consent away, though.
I guess you can.
If I say my kid can go to the mall on Friday, and then...
Not the same thing.
It's not... I could change my mind before I get to the mall.
You could, but that would mean that you didn't...
I consented him going.
You consented.
He could have walked into JCPenney. I'd be like, you know what? Bring your ass motherfucker back.
Like I said, not the same thing. Okay. The point is, it's emotion involved. It's stuff that you...
With some people. Some people don't have no emotion.
Okay, they may not. But it's like that animal instinct. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if you see two dogs fucking, you gonna catch hell trying to pull them apart. That's just what it is in normal nature. So it's like, to me, when you done going to the point...
A dog that don't want to get fucked, she'll sit down. She won't let the dog get to it.
All I can tell you is this.
Dogs don't give consent, first of all.
Well, I'm just gonna tell you this.
Maybe they do. They have to get consent. Animals have to get, you just ain't no animals getting raped. We the only we the probably the only species that rape.
No.
Cause look,
animals do
certain things to attract the ones they want. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. But the point is, I mean, that's the same thing like with you know, people.
I wonder if animals get raped. Look that up.
Don't people, look it up.
Somebody
look
that up. Do animals commit rape? Are we the only animals
who are
that rape?
Who are they notifying if that's the case?
I mean, they're gonna write in the comments. They're like, yes, we might have some smart people to listen to the show and be like, yo, yes, certain
animals. No, I
say,
who are the animals who are the animals reporting to PETA?
Oh no, they're gonna tell they other animals in the animal kingdom. They're
okay,
gonna be like, yo,
he's a rapist.
Yes. They're gonna look him out and be like, yo, in the pride, they ain't just like, man, I'm pretty sure lions be raping. Lions look like they rape.
Really do.
They do, because lions have sex like 10 times a day, they say.
Oh, I wish I was a lion.
But it's only for like 10 seconds.
That's fine with me too.
10 seconds. They like, bah, 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 bah. Then they out. Then they come back again. Bah, 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 bah. Out. Like, lions don't do shit. So I'm pretty sure lions rape. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Because there ain't no way in the world. Like, because then the male lions, I think the women lions go and get the
They're
food.
Lioness.
Yeah, they go find it. They do something. It's crazy.
Yeah,
women lions do all the work.
They work.
But all the male lion do is they sit around and fuck all day. I think.
Yeah. You Google that too before you get the lion on the lions.
Yeah, man. Anyway, so that's all about Bill and rape and, you know, black people divided about it. Like, look, man, if you're defending Bill Cosby, man, hey, bro, just go jump off a cliff, bro.
Cosby wrong, just like anybody else who raped somebody.
Yeah, but people that defend him, though, them the ones that's like, yo, why are y'all upset? Then the little reason they get, oh, they just trying to, it's a setup because he was trying to buy NBC. First of all, NBC was never for sale. So, he was trying to buy something that wasn't for sale. If you had that much money, why buy NBC? Buy your own network. You know what I'm saying? Then that way you don't have to, you just want to buy NBC. He was trying to lead a team of investors. He wasn't going to use none of his money. He wanted everybody else's money to buy NBC. Do your research. It wasn't his money. All right? So, yeah. But that's enough about Dirtbag Bill Cosby, Pill Cosby. Goddamn, his dirty ass. He's in the can now. So, shout out to number NN7687, you know what I'm saying?
Fuck Bill Cosby.
Fuck him, you know what I'm saying? You know what they do to rapists in prison?
Rape your ass.
Who gonna be the first nigga to rape old man, bitch? Hey, you a nasty motherfucker if you raping an 80-year-old man, bruh. If Bill Cosby get raped in prison,
it's the principle.
It's a nasty motherfucker in that bitch if Bill Cosby raping niggas in there. God, he get raped, bruh. God.
You are trash.
Jesus, man. Just think about it. Bill Cosby has a possibility to get raped. At 80 years old, you can get raped in prison, man. Somebody sadistic enough is going to do that shit. Yeah, I'm the nigga that raped Bill Cosby, nigga. Oh, shit. Wow. But moving along. Is this real or fake? This is what I want to know, Queen Jern. What you think?
Fake.
You think it's fake? I ain't even read the story, Queen Jern.
Oh, my bad.
Can I read the story?
Okay, read the story.
Man locked inside a supermarket for a night eats $8,000 worth of food. Oakland, Tennessee, a man who got locked inside a Kroger supermarket on Sunday evening certainly made the most of it as he devoured more than $8,000 worth of cold meats, candies, snacks, and cakes before he was freed in the morning. They say 47-year-old Liam Norris claims he had to use the store's bathroom a few times before closing and incidentally escaped the notice of employees closing up shop for the night. Once he came out the washroom, the lights were out and the staff was gone. Mr. Norris claims he panicked when he realized that he had left his cell phone in his car, so he started binge eating and wreaking havoc among the aisles. Now, if you look at the pictures of the store, he tore this motherfucker up. Like, I don't know what kind of binge eating this motherfucker was doing, but this bitch went through the aisles like, I mean, shit everywhere. They say in the hours before he was discovered by the staff clocking on for the early morning shift, he managed to work his way through thousands of dollars worth of food. The list of items that Mr. Norris devoured is very impressive. More than 15 pounds of cold meats. Hold up. How the hell? This nigga was making big-ass Homer Simpson Cliff Huxtable sandwiches, goddamn.
I don't believe it's real.
7 pounds of cheese. 74 beef jerkies. 74 beef jerkies.
It don't make no sense.
I don't think I've eaten 74 beef jerkies in my lifetime.
Yeah. I mean, for one, I just don't think it's real because he's fat as fuck.
Look, more than 100 Pop-Tarts, between 60 and 70 chocolate bars, 5 dozen donuts, 7 boxes of chocolate cookies, 4 boxes of brownies, 9 packages of cinnamon buns, 5 jars of marshmallow spread, and the list goes on. He also drank 17 cans of soda, 2 gallons of orange juice, 5 cans of energy drink, and 1.5 gallon of maple syrup. What the what? What the hell is he putting syrup on?
I don't know, the Pop-Tarts.
But a gallon, a 1.5 gallon, or is this 1.5 gallon? Oh my!
Like I said, the man is nasty. Like I said, he fat and all that, but I don't believe that man is eating like that.
8 hours?
Anyway, in the world you eat all that in no 8 hours. That's nasty.
Oh man, despite missing, people think he planned this shit.
Oh yeah, if he did do all that, he definitely planned it. I mean, and look at the darn the rack. It's like he damn threw his body up against it and knocked all the people's stuff on the floor.
I mean, this...
Like, what is that?
I mean, then he said, if you eat that fucking much, I see why you was going to the bathroom so goddamn
much. Yeah, but I'm like, how did you have multiple visits in one shopping trip? Like, how long were you in the store for you to have to go to the bathroom multiple times?
This motherfucker is... Look, hey, he was planning that shit. Yeah, you're right. He planned that shit. Because ain't no fucking way you get locked in a goddamn grocery store. What was you doing in the bathroom that fucking long that they locked up a whole store with you in the bathroom?
Yeah, because you in there shitting.
They got a zone of aisles and everything. They just don't just leave at, if the grocery store closes at 9:30, they just don't leave at 9:30. They got a zone, make sure it looks good and everything. So when they come back in the morning, they got to do it. So how long was you motherfucking in this bathroom? What was you doing, Mr. Liam Norris? Get some bullshit.
I know one thing. He big and nasty.
Nigga, he ate 100 Pop-Tarts in 8 hours.
But I'm not understanding it. I mean, because you talking about $8,000 worth of food. Ain't no way in the world nobody eat no $8,000. Because what the fuck he eat every day?
17 pounds of meat.
Because he didn't get that big by eating.
He made a big ass sandwich. That sandwich was humongous.
That shit is nasty. Because you can't tell me $8,000 worth of food. We don't eat $8,000 worth of food in a year.
Oh, we probably do.
A year?
200. We spend about, 200, 300?
Yeah,
you're right. That's $3,600, yeah.
So I'm like, we don't eat that much damn food. So how the hell are you one person and we a family of four and you outdoing us?
Maybe they was $8,000 worth of damage shit he did. Mm-mm. But all that 100 Pop-Tarts. A nigga ate 100 Pop-Tarts. God damn. Hey, yo, Liam Norris, you my real nigga of the week, bro. God damn. No. So, wow. Shout out to the nigga in Liam Norris out in what city? Oakland, Tennessee. Fayette County. Wow. Well, moving along, that was a great story. Great, great story.
He needed beating because ain't no way in the world you come up in nobody's store. You done got your ass locked in there. You eating up all these people's shit. Like, I don't see if you said you ate $800 worth of some shit. Like, some shit that you can't afford. Maybe.
$8,000.
You talking about $8,000. They need to sue his ass.
Hey, they trying to figure out whether he's a victim or is he a fucking a crook.
If he was black, they would have said his ass was a crook.
His black ass wouldn't have got locked in there if he was black. They would have been like, no, sir. We got a black nigger in the store. But moving along, if you thought that story was outrageous, this one will top that one. A teacher out in a preschool teacher is charged with running a toddler fight club.
According to Columbus police, it was June 14th when Williams took a video and posted it on social media, showing her encouraging 21 children under her supervision to engage in physical altercations while on the playground.
It's really shocking. Like, I honestly couldn't believe it.
Parents say the allegations are shocking, but also who's accused of them, saying Williams had the reputation of being an incredible teacher.
She was a really, really sweet person. She was an awesome teacher. My daughter absolutely loved her.
They are great with children, and she was an absolutely great teacher. I loved her.
According to the daycare owner, Williams's mother had been fired from the daycare about a month ago. She's concerned the video might have been retaliation.
That shit ain't funny.
Something was wrong at Playtime Preschool in East Columbus, Ohio. Kids at the school seemed to be getting a few more scrapes and bruises than normal when teacher Chevay Williams, 30, herself a mother of two children, was on duty. But a Snapchat video shared on social media by Williams now has her facing 21 counts of child endangerment. Wow. It turns out in June 2018, Williams encouraged a large group of preschoolers to fight each other in a sick version reminiscent of the hit movie Fight Club. According to the local news station NBC24, the video showed boys and girls hitting, pulling, and pushing one another in the video. Williams can be heard egging the kids on as another teacher present does nothing to stop the action. The video was anonymously sent to the police in the past few weeks, and an investigation was launched. At first, Williams allegedly told authorities that she was recording the children who were acting up to show their parents their behavior. According to the owner of Playtime Preschool, Elizabeth Lawson, as soon as child welfare workers and police brought the matter to her attention, she fired Williams and another teacher over the incident. Lawson says that 97% of families at the school live below the poverty line and take advantage of public funded care. So that's, yeah, free shit. According to her, the school is the largest black-owned preschool in Ohio, providing much-needed service to the community. We're not shooting a commercial, ma'am. You're running a fight club in your school. Parents were made aware of the incident so far. Lawson says none have pulled their kids from the school. Of course not.
Because it's free.
It's free. And it's probably close to my house. I'm not pulling my kids. The 21 charges against Williams are for each of the children on the playground at the time. Williams was charged on Wednesday and is scheduled to appear in court in October 2018. So, Ms. Chavay Williams, let's start about what you did wrong here. One, you had people, kids fighting, okay? Don't do that. Don't do that. As much as some of them kids were assholes and you were just like, yo, I wish somebody come up here and bust little DeAndre in the head, you can't physically find nobody to do that. All right. Secondly, what you did wrong, you had too many kids. You supposed to have little small fights.
No.
Have it on a small level.
Didn't the nigga say small fights?
Yeah. Like you don't have the whole group in there fighting. You pick off two kids to the side, you had them fighting. You record the shit. You have like little undercards, and you work your way up to the main event. You know what I'm saying? You just don't have everybody in it because too many people in it. Like somebody kid that ain't supposed to, you know the kids that's rough that you can do Fight Club with at preschool. She was picking the wrong kids. One of the wrong kids. Like if I got home, my son come home with a black eye. He bruised up, scraped up. Like people wonder, like, damn, my kid playing hard as hell in school. Like what the hell going on here? You know, they ain't saying that because it's probably a lot of kids from the projects at this school. You know what I'm saying? Just go off the limb here. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, like, you went too big.
Start number small. One, used to, because why the fuck is you recording this shit? Like, you now, recording with hopes of getting paid or
why
something?
Why would you put it on Snapchat? You record it on your personal phone. And then you just record it. You don't put it on Snapchat for everybody to see. Because, I mean, why? You get fired for this shit. Like,
yeah, and clearly you ain't that bright because you working at the daycare and you recording shit. Like, if you really was trying to take your child care services to the next level, you gonna have to either get your own business, which nobody's gonna, you know, fuck with you like that. But you really thought that was the right move? Like, if you had somebody in there fighting, me and teacher number two, we'll be in there laughing at your kids while they doing this dumb stuff. But you really think that I'm gonna record some shit and post it somewhere for somebody to find me? Social media is fucking up a whole lot of people's life. You can't do the dumb shit that you used to do back in the day. I mean, if nothing else, you could have recorded it and you and your people at your house, y'all could have watched it, or you and your friends, like, oh, look at this churn at the school today. But you telling me you done posted on Snapchat for real? And people just keep on sending and sending and sending, and the next thing you know, here they go. And everybody gonna get found. So the person who where the video originated and everybody along the way who saw the damn thing. So you gonna get in trouble, so why would you even risk it? You need your job, clearly, if you're working at a daycare with badass kids. That ain't the best job out there. So if you working there, you might have wanted to keep your little check coming. So I don't know what the hell they're gonna do with her with 21 counts.
21 counts. They probably gonna drop them down. She probably gonna plead out.
They don't care that much about black kids.
Yeah. She probably gonna plead down or something, and they gonna, you know, give her like a year of probation, you know. Soon as something else happens, sweep this under the rug. You know, another kid get hurt at the daycare, God forbid. But it's probably going to happen. Your story's not going to be big news no more. But shout out to Chavay Williams, man. That's some real shit. Poorly executed, but I like the thought pattern. Because just think, little kids in there fighting for juices and shit. Goddamn cookies and snacks and, you know what I'm saying, nap time. Okay, we watch a movie if Joom Joom knock out goddamn or Trevor over there. You know what I'm saying, your kid. Just think you come home, you pick your son up, your son in there, then knock some niggas out that day, then roughed up some niggas. He wasn't there with his shirt off and everything.
You come home trying to tell him what to do. He looking at you like, shit.
Nigga, I run that school up there. Exactly. Like, nigga, I can't wait till I move up to the next shit class. Like, nigga, he moving up his weight class, fighting niggas in the bigger class, because exactly. He just that rough. He He fighting after school. Does the niggas come from kindergarten to first grade? Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I can't.
Yes, sir. Shavae Williams. Shout out.
Yeah. Might need to put some money on the books.
Moving along. Now, I want to know a question. How hard would you go for your spouse? Because Kanye West has been going hard for his spouse lately. You know, last week, it might have been 2 weeks ago, Avalon, because we ain't did a show in so long, but I wanted to talk about this. Kanye West has been defending his spouse in the news lately for reasons I don't know why. First off, Kanye, you said Nick Cannon shouldn't be speaking on his wife. And, you know, Nick Cannon basically is like, look, man, I used to date her a long time ago. I never said nothing disrespectful. I just said we used to date. You know what I'm saying? So Kanye trying to like, yo, you trying to imply like you fucked my wife. Like, I mean, he didn't say that, but
a whole lot of people fucked up.
That's what he needs to understand. You know, he called out Nick Cannon, Drake, and Tyson Beckford. Like Drake, he said to Kiki, he thinks that's about Kim Kardashian. He thinks Drake smashed Kim Kardashian.
But so, he's insecure.
Yeah, he's very insecure. I mean, bro, first off, you married a woman that you can find her video. She has a sex tape that's out at a porn store. So a lot of niggas have seen your girl naked. Your wife naked. Not concluding, like, she's been married before. She's been linked to a lot of athletes and celebrities. Like, so a lot of people have dated your wife. You got to understand
that. And chances are they all fucked her.
Yeah.
Because she don't seem like she's with high standards. That's not who she seems to be. So
and,
get over it.
And so it's like so you can't get all up in arms with somebody. I mean, I can see that being your wife and a nigga get on TV like, yo, I used to fuck her. Like what Ray J did, that's disrespectful. I hit it first. That's disrespectful.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's facts.
But you can't.
Is he lying?
But that's my wife now.
I don't give a fuck. She was the broad saying, I was messing with.
But you're saying that to get under my... You're saying that...
Okay,
that
and he was.
I hit it first. Like, so what, nigga?
That's yeah, right,
like,
he
she
did.
Went a virgin? Like, you,
he did.
You didn't hit, she went a virgin when you hit it, nigga? Like...
But he did. So if that's the case, then what you mad for? I mean, if she went a virgin when you fucked her, she went a virgin when I did. But, clearly, because you don't get one chance at that.
Well, it so, depends now. If you move to a new town.
You buy... Well, yeah,
too. You can be a virgin in a new town now.
Man. Yeah, but you lying. Man. So the truth shit. And you done popped the cork off of there. It's no longer... No, we can't redo that. But nonetheless, I mean, I'm just like, yeah, it comes off disrespectful, but at the same time, it's facts. Mm. So if the person said it, It's facts. What you mad for? Shit, if she your wife, what you should be saying is you can't smash no more. Because now if you still fucking a nigga, then yeah, there's a problem.
Yeah.
But if not, shit, you the wife. Now, hell, you ain't got to worry about what another nigga say. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you fucked her. I got her now. So what?
Yeah, so, you know, he's been defending it. And so, like I was saying, my question was, how far would you just... defend your spouse, like.
I mean, it depends on the situation. If it's talking about your dick, hell no. I don't know what the fuck you do. So I'm not gonna talk about nobody. I'm not gonna go, oh, balls to the walls. I'm hollering and screaming, rah rah rah, about you and what you doing and what you not doing. Mm-hmm. Shit. If you handle your own affairs and deal with that. But if it's talking about other things, where you talking about going to bat for a nigga, yeah, hell yeah, I'm gonna go all the way. Till like, I can't go no
so,
more.
So are you defending, like, even if they wrong, you still going
to
defend them?
I mean,
them?
It depends on what you did. If you committed a crime, like, in the process of trying to do something for your family, hell yeah, I'm going to lie for you on stand. I'm going to do whatever I got to do because that's what it is. Now, you do some old fuck shit that damages my life and our kids.
You still
like,
going to defend them?
Hell no.
Okay.
No, I mean, it's limits to this shit. But, I mean, if you talking about things that benefit the family... things that you did, something you do in my honor, hell yeah, I'm going to lie for you, I'm going to do whatever I got to do for you. But you talking about something, now, when it come down to them intimate things, you're not going to make me look stupid.
Because okay.
That's what you end up doing every single time. Now you're going to discover some shit you ain't never want to know about the person.
Mm.
So, no, I don't want to go back and forth with nobody who done been with you. No, that's not what we doing.
Wow.
I'm going to let you have your story, I'm going to have my story, and we just going to know that's some shit we can't even discuss.
Mm. Okay, well, yeah. All right, and then another second part of my question. Does someone's past matter?
No.
Their past doesn't matter?
No, I mean, unless your past means that you have...
Like, when I mean past, I'm not talking about like... I'm talking about sexual past.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, any kind of past ought to matter because if the person, you know, catching charges and doing something that they ain't got no business doing that's illegal or whatever. Yeah, I would want to know. Like, you know, you don't get the you know, you don't get to go over.
We talk about bodies. We talk about bodies in the we talking about bodies.
I'm gonna say no. If you ain't got no diseases, shit, no.
As long as you got no disease, no matter. Okay.
No, I don't care. Why? You got something you gonna tell me?
Oh, no. I'm just asking because, like I said, like, I feel like part of him defending her is due to the amount of, you know, bodies that we know of. Like,
yeah, the partners.
Them could be
saying
the only men she ever slept with in her life.
And they probably not.
I mean, and her numbers may be real. Like, them could be it. The only ones that we know about might be the only niggas she had.
I'm not
bad. I don't know why we call Kim Kardashian a hoe because of that. Because, you know, we know girls that probably had sex with way more niggas she had. It just ain't
it don't famous. Matter. It's just the fact that she put, I mean, like, when you put yourself out there, you get called whatever.
Definitely attention whore. Because anybody that's still, like, you a mama, and you still put naked pictures online, like, well, what are you doing? Like,
And that's his fault. Yeah. So how you going to defend her if she putting herself out here in a certain light?
Exactly.
So it's just like saying, I don't want nobody to know nothing about none of my business, but every chance I get, I'm posting it. I'm in this city. I'm in that city. I bought me a house. I bought me a car. But you mad because the next nigga cross-referencing the car that you got and that picture was a rental. Or the house that you got is your mama's house. You know what I'm saying? So you can't get mad at a nigga because you putting this stuff out there. If somebody got something to say about it, then you gave them ammunition to come at you. Mm. So if you keep your stuff on the low, it's on the low. So you got to do better. But yeah, I just feel like, you know, who you fucked don't matter. If we together now, that's all that matters. They ain't no need to worry about that. Like I said, unless your past come back to haunt us in the form of an STD or some shit. Mm-hmm. I ain't concerned about them people.
That's what's up, man. Well, me personally, man, past does matter. I can't have no high mileage. I just can't deal with it because it's just, I don't know.
I mean, what you don't know, you don't know.
Yeah, you do know.
No, you don't.
You'll see it one day. You'll be like, whoa. Like, you know, like a girl that got too many nigga homeboys? Nah.
Mm-mm. I mean, but if you a girl who got nigga homeboys, don't sound like you really, I mean, I don't know. Because I was a tomboy growing up. And I just like, I mean, I love men. But I just like a lot of, you know, I guess masculine-like things. Because I like sports and I like, you know what I'm saying, like to hang around guys and stuff like that. So it's just like, I don't see like what would be so wrong if I was to keep in contact with guys.
It's just weird.
Not necessarily. It is. I mean, if you know that's not your preference, that's not your preference. Yeah, I ain't even gonna
exactly.
go there.
Exactly. Doesn't matter anymore. I made my preference. I married my preference.
Is that right?
Yeah, so it doesn't matter.
It worked out for you.
Yeah, it worked. I mean, you know, it worked out for everybody, I guess.
Did it? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nick looking a little greasy there, but it just
was. That's what happens when you take a towel.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, moving along, man. We got a little TV talk. I mean, I'm just going to talk about Insecure. The season finale happened last night, and it was all right. You know what I'm saying? Basically, it was just like Issa coming full circle in her life, Molly getting some clarity in her life. She became that person that Issa said she was at the top, but with no friends. She got like the lead on some case or some client, and then the dude ended up saying, "Nah, you got it. You can handle it by yourself." And he went and did somebody else. That's happened at the job. Then she tried to get back. She called the Chinese dude or the Asian guy, apologized for everything. And it was a weird episode. Nathan was ghost on Issa for about a month. He showed back up, said he had went home for something. Didn't give a particular reason, but he said he was back for good. But she wouldn't. She wasn't really fucking with him like that. Well, she was kind of, you know, she ain't no shit. She fucked with him or whatever. But then, you know, the Lawrence whole deal. Lawrence is back. Him and Issa look like they cool. But he's dealing with a girl that Issa's working with to make her dream. She's trying to do like a Coachella in Inglewood. And so she's working with some lady, one of her friends. And come to find out that Lawrence is screwing her, like, so that was a little twist at the end. I kind of saw it, and I was like, she's like, I got a date. I said, it's probably with Lawrence, and it was. So, yeah, that was that. Kelly's Kelly. That was about it, man. So that was my Insecure wrap-up. Not too much to talk about. You know, short eight shows. I really wish it had a little bit more, but, you know, That was all for that. So,
yeah, Insecure. It was all right.
What I'm watching now, I'm watching Better Call Saul. I started watching Orange is the New Black. You know what I'm saying? You know, so go ahead, power through that. Get that out the way. It's been sitting in the queue for a minute. Got to get back. We got to start Wentworth. So that's the next thing. We're starting. Wait for Greenleaf to finish. So then we can talk about, we have Greenleaf to watch. It's a lot of TV on right now, people. A lot. Get into it. Empire came back. That show's never going to end. I mean, it's never going to end. It's crazy. Goddamn. Empire, like, that's a fucking soap opera for real. Jesus Christ. But yeah, that's all for TV talk, man. I'm not going to bore y'all with TV talk. Got a question for the nation, man. We did have a question for the nation.
Exactly.
The question was, can you have DSEs?
What the hell is that?
DSEs are dick sucking eyes.
What that mean?
Okay, so the other day at work, this dude told another dude, he was like, yo, man, hey, man, quit looking at me with your DSEs. And then I was just like, and the dude was like, dick sucking eyes? He was like, yeah, man, you got some dick sucking eyes. So I want to know, what the hell are dick sucking eyes? And if somebody tell you you have dick sucking eyes, are y'all fighting?
I would need to know. I mean, like, shit, I suck dick. So I wonder if that's what my eyes look like. I don't know. Oh, I mean, God. I don't suck random dick, but, oh, you know, Lord. I'm just saying.
I mean, like, bleep that's that a out, skill that I have. That out.
I mean, it's a skill that I have, but nonetheless, I mean, I'm just saying, like, hell, everybody's giving head these days. It's 2018.
Leave that out, Beezy. Thanks. Go ahead. Keep going.
Whatever. Keep it in. People need to know what's happening over here. But nonetheless, I don't know what that might be. Like, you talking about, I mean, because some people close their eyes when they suck dick. Some people leave their eyes open. They bug-eyed. I don't know. What
maybe it's the bug creepy looking. I don't know. What,
like, I don't know what that's
about. I don't know. I have my eyes closed most of the time.
You suck dick?
No, when I don't know what the eyes would look like. But no, I don't.
I mean, I'm asking you. I'm like, how the hell you get over here with this hair? Okay, let's fast forward.
Okay, pause on that, man. Pause on that.
I'm just saying.
I mean, just saying, if I owe the people a pause, that's what I'm saying. I'm giving
them a pause. You giving them a pause. Yes. I'm just like, okay, whatever. But yeah, so I don't know what the people are expecting. So maybe you need to ask that person a few more and questions about that.
The dude was going around asking people, do I have dick sucking eyes? Like, do I have DSEs? And I was just like, every time he would ask somebody, I would cry laughing because I was just like, bruh, you're asking people, do you have dick sucking eyes? Like, what in the world? So listen, man, if you know somebody with dick sucking eyes, let me know. The DSEs are out there. We need to know what dick sucking eyes are.
I need you to know that it don't matter because everybody's sucking dick. So everybody's eyes are dick sucking eyes if that's the case.
Oh, gosh. That's
so,
wild.
No. I mean, I guess you can have them, but there's no particular type of eyes that's going to fall into that category.
Oh, man. Wow. So, yeah. Queen Germ, did you have somebody for the prayer line tonight? Nobody?
No, I ain't got nobody for the prayer line tonight.
Hey, look. Church is closed tonight, so you ain't got to worry about that. But we do have a Keep It 100. Do you have a Keep It 100?
I do have a Keep It 100.
You want to go first? You want me to go first?
Sure, I just want to go first.
You go ahead, go first.
100.
So my Keep It 100 today is the
fact. What store you was in?
I wasn't in no store, okay. Nigga. Nonetheless, my Keep It 100 is y'all niggas who having these damn birthday dinners is getting over like a fat rat. I'm not finna pay the place to eat food with your ass and give you a gift. It's one or the other. I cannot keep coming out of pocket. I'm going to pay damn near $20 for this food that I may or may not like because everybody tasting restaurants are not the same. So you got me in this shitty ass restaurant. I'm going to pay these people plus a tip and I'm going to turn around and give you $20 or a gift card or some shit. That's not cool. And me and you might not even be that damn tight. So can we please have the regular parties where the exchange for the gift was the fact that you were supposed to fucking feed me. I ain't supposed to be. That's how that whole thing goes. Like, you give me a meal, I give you a gift. Not I buy my own meal and give you a gift. That shit is played out. Like, you are winning all the way. You know, like, what? You ain't giving up shit.
All you gotta do is say, oh, my kid have a game, I can't make it. That's why you have kids. You have a built-in excuse.
Yeah, I have a built-in excuse, but my thing is, you shouldn't do no selfish ass shit like have a party at a restaurant if you ain't at least buying appetizers. Fuck that. Every damn time I turn around, I mean, even with the kids, They getting these damn invitations to places where y'all going out to eat. Y'all don't even eat that shit. Mm-hmm. And it ain't so much a damn chicken fingers that I'm going to pay $15 for my kid to eat and then turn around and give your child $15, $20 too. Mm-hmm. Hell, that's not cool. So stop doing that shit. The rule in the whole buying birthday gifts thing is you feed me, I give you a gift. That's the same thing like a wedding reception. Mm. If you just wanted me to drop off a goddamn gift, then hell, you should have just said, from this time, we taking gifts or bring the thing to the wedding and drop it off at the front door. We ain't having no reception. You got to give me something for this gift. That's what the exchange is all about. So I'm not for the birthday dinners unless you paying for the damn dinner. Mm. Other than that, yeah, you robbing me. It's not a birthday.
Mm. Shout out, man. Hey, look, man. Yeah, I'm with you. Fuck that shit. And then you be sending me to places like I don't like eating that. Then I'll just be feeling weird. And,
cause you like, don't want to look poor.
Yeah, like me. Cause yeah, I don't want to look poor. I'm just gonna get something to drink. Yeah, I'm just gonna get something to drink. Give me water with lemon. Cause you really, yeah. So nah, man. Mm-mm. I don't like that shit either. Fuck that. Old school party.
Old school party. Do something light. You ain't gotta have a whole lot of shit.
Mm-hmm. My keep it 100, man.
100.
Hey, man. I know what time of year it is. A lot of y'all getting in relationships now, got your little boos and everything. Y'all new relationships, and the first thing y'all do, y'all go to social media, start posting them and everything, and making them your man crush Mondays and your woman crush Wednesdays, and y'all all in love now. Fast forward 4 months after Valentine's Day, right before Valentine's Day, maybe even in March, you done broke up with the motherfucker, you done deleted all the goddamn pictures of you and him, or her, and you know, it's all like, oh, I'm moving on, I need to know better. Like, listen, don't play yourself with your cuffing season, boo. That's all I'm saying. Don't play
How
yourself.
How about you make me your woman crush something?
You always my woman crush thing.
I ain't never been on nothing.
Yes, you have.
When?
Several times I made posts on Facebook about mm-hmm. you.
Talking slow,
several,
nigga.
Several
that I ain't never see.
You have seen them.
Okay. I mean, I'm going to let you have your story. That's your story. You'll keep it 100.
But I mean, that stuff, the woman crazy, that's for the likes. We don't do that for the likes.
We don't do that for the likes?
No,
what do?
We do this stuff. Like, all the little nice posts I make for you. Like, you messing up my keep it 100, though.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm trying to keep it 100, man.
You trying to keep it 100, giving relationship advice to niggas.
Yes.
And you
I'm just saying, don't play yourself with your cuff season boo is all I'm saying.
That's all you're saying.
On social media. Don't play. Yeah, like, keep it cool. Don't be saying, like, you know, you already, like, the nigga done moved in. Y'all just got together. You know, you done gave your password to your emails and your bank account.
I ain't never got them. We've been together for 17 years.
What you mean? You know all my debit card number. Don't have like
debit card number, not no emails, not no cell phone.
Yeah. You used to have all my stuff.
No, I used to, and the nigga keep changing it.
Just
for the nation.
For security.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ha 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 ha.
No, I'm just saying, like, they tell you to change the password.
And then you can let me know. You can let me know what it is.
I mean, I don't.
It's okay.
You want to know?
No, because that means I got to give up mine.
No, see? You're not willing to?
No, I'm good on that.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was my keep it 100. You got any winners and losers?
Yeah. I'll say my winner today is going to be people who traveling in LAX.
Winner!
So, okay. Apparently it has been made known that they are now allowing people to bring marijuana in on their carry-on. Mm. Small amounts. So since, you know, it's legal in
certain states,
they will allow that you can bring on.
Yeah, but the only tricky part in that is like
getting it off the at this
yeah,
place
like,
that
let's
you're
say,
going to.
Yeah, you going somewhere that's not legal, then you might, you know, get the shit searched. But I mean, fuck it.
I mean, they let you bring it on your carry on.
We got to go to Cali, Colorado, somewhere. I don't know, Vegas got it too. So you know, we going, man. Bump that.
Okay. All right. That's
my winner is Lil Wayne fans.
Winner.
Lil Wayne fans, y'all have been waiting years and years for the Carter Five, and y'all finally got it. He gave y'all the album that y'all niggas love. Apparently, I must have got a different version of the Carter Five because I'm not wild like some of y'all niggas is. And
Sound like you're a hater.
I'm not a hater. I'm just like, you know, I like Wayne. So it's not like I'm not a nigga that don't like Wayne. It's just that I'm not feeling it like that album like everybody else is. Like, you know, it's a lot of niggas that feel like that album is dope. Like, oh shit, Wayne back spitting. This might be the best Carter. What? Are you crazy? I heard somebody say the Barter 6 was better than the Carter 5. But you know, hey, that nigga sound like a hater. But not me, man. But shout out to Lil Wayne fans. Y'all my winners, man. Y'all, hey, y'all drinking the Kool-Aid. Y'all hyping y'all man up. Y'all won't let him lose. Hey, Lil Wayne, you got some good fans out here, bro. They going neck for neck in comments for you, boy. Hey, shout out Lil Wayne, man. Y'all my winners. Lil Wayne fans. Y'all my winners. Losers, you got any losers?
I guess I'm gonna have to say Brett Kavanaugh.
Loser.
Because
Brett Kavanaugh.
Because he did a lot. He did a lot. I mean, like his little testimony.
Oh my god.
I stayed home from work to watch this thing. Oh, I probably shouldn't have said that.
Oh, she told on herself.
But yeah, I watched that mess. And it was just crazy. And I mean, it brings us back to the same thing with the sexual assault. People feel like it's some kind of statute of limitation ought to be on certain things. And it's like, what people have to realize is you can't make your life out to be nothing if you want to be a slime ball. Like, you have to live a regular life. You gotta be low-key. Yeah. If you finna just be old wild person, you can't be
on
a
TV,
Supreme Court, you can't be
in the public eye.
Yeah, just can't. Like, a nigga might let you get away with, oh yeah, that one time at band camp.
Yeah.
But you can't. You don't get a pass when you supposed to be the person who gonna be in this lifelong for the rest of your life that you gonna sit here and pass judgment on other people when you a slime ball.
Yeah.
Like, no. People like, well, why are you coming out? She should have kept her mouth closed, blah, blah, blah. No, she shouldn't have. If what she's saying is true, which I believe she's telling the truth, people want to, I mean, like, it's like you keep putting the person out there, why she can't remember this, why she can't remember that. Hell, you remember something that was done to you that was traumatic. So I don't have to know the details of something, but I know the pieces that I know for certain that happened. And I know it wasn't no mistaken identity. I know it wasn't all these other things that you're trying to make it out to be. But he's a freaking slime ball. And then he tried to do his little acting with this little fake crying. You give us the alligator tears and trying to act like, you know what I'm saying?
I would not hold this against the people if I did this. Come on, bro. Stop.
I mean, like, who coached you, nigga? You
he
slime.
He got coached well.
I mean, and it's just, like, terrible. Because, I mean, and you can even see his wife in the background. She looking at him like this, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. You lying.
You selling it. And he just kind of, like, made a joke about it. Like, he was just up there, like, being like, this was a joke. And I'm just
and this, no, this is your life.
This is serious, my nigga. Like, what is you doing?
Yeah, so, I'm just like, you definitely a loser. Like, I mean, and people, I've even seen some stuff, like, on Facebook. And people trying to say, like, you know, if I ever did anything to you in middle school, high school, I apologize. I'm married now. You know what I'm saying? I didn't mean nothing by it or blah, blah, blah. But why should a person of any kind, because it could be a man or a woman who gets violated, and we recognize that. But if something happened to you, why is it like, okay, when we were young, it's okay because it was kind of like a rites of passage. Boys will be boys, or whoever will be whatever. So I'm gonna have to sacrifice myself, my sanity, because you don't know how it affects one person. Because one young lady could be able to deal, you know what I'm saying, and live a normal life, and it never bothers them, it never gives them anxiety or any kind of social issues. They just take it for, you know, whatever they see their part in it was.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they liked it or not, they move on.
Yep.
But then you got other people, which are a good chunk of the people, and even if it was only one person, you still find that you have individuals whose lives are changed forever from that one incident.
Mm.
The way they interact with people. All of these things. And it's like, to be honest, I mean, she's losing too, because you're talking about your family had to move. People had threatened you because of when your name finally came out. It's just a sad situation because nobody wins.
Mm.
Even if he doesn't get the seat, which I would, you know, I don't know. And it's like they kept making a reference to Clarence Thomas and all this. I'm like, you looking at the fact that they had an FBI investigation on this situation But the only reason why he got off was the fact that he threw the race card out there. He was like, this is like a modern day lynching. And because I'm black, they trying to do this. Now, this guy here, he trying to come up with his old, you know, his old foolery, trying to cry and, you know, get some sympathy. He knows a lot of the people, you know what I'm saying? He's been working with these people for decades. So he kind of has a good rapport with those individuals. And they trying to say, like, you know, if this happened so long ago, this is probably not who he is now. So they're going to want to try to justify it. But they still weren't really willing to go ahead and have a full out investigation about it. And it's like, it's just ridiculous because what are we teaching people at this day and age? So if you telling me that, oh, somebody can decide that they can take away consent, you telling me you put this man in a Supreme Court seat, and what are you telling little girls, women all over this country?
Yeah.
Like, what are you telling us? You telling us that it doesn't matter. We can sacrifice ourselves as a part of some young boy's plaything, he'll grow up, he'll say sorry, and we just have to live with whatever, you know, emotional scars, and sometimes it will be physical because it'll go too far, that they left us with. And I just feel like that, at this point, it sucks, because, I mean, I believe her, but if for some strange reason it comes back that it's not true, either way it goes, the right thing to do is not to move forward with this. It's just not. I mean, because when you do a background check, when they do a background check on anybody else, they looking for something. With this person here, you got to cover up shit. Like, I don't understand how the goal is two different things.
Yeah. Oh, Mr. Kavanaugh. Well, we'll see what happens, man. Hopefully he does.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Or whatever they call it.
They trying to rush it down.
They trying to rush it too so they can get it in for some session, they said. So they can get a vote in or some crazy
They trying stuff. To do something because they really trying to rush it on
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, they trying to rush it. So it's a reason why they doing it. Watch the motherfuckers.
They up to something anyway.
That's why we got to vote, people. We got to get these motherfucking senators and goddamn congressmen out of motherfucking office. These dirty motherfuckers, we got to get them out of there. We got to get some people in there that ain't dirty, that ain't corrupt, and that, you know, I know it's no way to get the corruption out of politics because that's just what it is. But we got to do something, man, because this is ridiculous. But my loser, man, I got two losers this week. My first loser is Kanye West.
Loser.
He recently went on TMZ today and was like he wanted to get the 13th Amendment changed because it was basically saying something about slavery. Like, listen, Kanye, bro. Listen, Kanye.
Kanye need to go sit down somewhere.
Yeah, just hey, man, Kanye, go somewhere, bro. Go somewhere. Please, man, please. Just go somewhere. Because actually his statement was abolishing the 13th Amendment is work in... This guy Kanye, man.
Kanye don't have enough shit to do.
Then he's doing the Kanye. He was doing the Kanye voice, the little weird one when he's talking like, I just love people, man, because my inner glow, that little bullshit. Yeah, so he's one of my losers, man. And my other loser, man, is the Parks and Rec.
Loser.
Parks and Rec, man, y'all my loser because, A, somebody dropped the ball. We didn't get our jerseys last week, so we couldn't play our first game. And our first game is tomorrow. This is Monday night, and we don't get our jerseys until before the game. So you don't think it's going to be a shit show tomorrow. You got everybody trying to get jerseys. You got everybody trying to weigh in. You got all this shit going on, and that shit is fucking crazy. So, yeah, Parks and Rec, come on, man. You got to do better. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying, this won't be so bad tomorrow. But, you know, it is what it is. Gladiator's ready.
Real Gladiator.
The real Gladiators. I shouldn't even have to say that, but that's sad. You know what I'm saying? Since we got imitators in town, people want to copycat. You know, I guess when you got a good thing, everybody want to copy it. But, you know, we going to put the city on notice tomorrow night. What it is, and that's all I can say about that, you know what I'm saying? And that's the bottom line, because Coach Stern said so, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, so that's it. Shout outs, man. Got any shout outs?
Yeah, my normal people. I got a shout out. Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, anybody representing that 912, that's what I'm talking about. Savannah, baby, that C-Pope. Got to represent. They're my shout outs. You know, I ain't got but a couple.
Okay, all right. You know what I'm saying? You know, my usual suspects, man. Be Easy, Saw Right, GQ Blue, Short T. Ruler Myself, Dr. Brace of everybody, Dr. Brace of Network, man. You got your boy, Mr. K Law, the truck driver. Catch him at any truck stop on any interstate in America. You got Mr. Wash. You got that disrespectful motherfucker MJ. And, of course, you got Dr. Braces, man. Shout out to my family over there, man. Check them up, man. They got a new DTA 64. It's not anybody famous. It's just like 64 regular women. You know, go over there and vote. Check it out. You know what I'm saying? Tell them Germ sent you. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Pepe J from Be More. Shout out to Rick James, bitch, a.k.a. Negro Diamonds, a.k.a. Rebirth of Slick. Shout out to Light Skin Kanye. Shout out to Drew from D.C. Shout out to Gerard in Boston. Shout out to RT3. Shout out to Miss T. Lee. Shout out to Tracy May. Tracy May just shot her web series, her movie or TV show or something. It's called Un-Everything. I think that's what it's called. But don't quote me on that. But check that out. And that's about it. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Kyra, Stax, MJ Money9S. You still a bitch. Whoa. Yeah. And anybody that fuck with us the long way, short way, and no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Goddamn, man. This episode, man. I got to find out what episode this is, man. Because this sound kind of janky, bro, that I just didn't know.
Yeah. You should have had that together.
I should have had that together. I mean, I had 2 damn weeks to come to get it together.
I'm glad you know.
I had 2 weeks. This is episode 322 of the Mighty Frocast. So, everybody, thank y'all for listening. Episode 322 of the Frocast. Hopefully, we're going to come back with another show. We having, like I said, some difficulties. So, who knows? These shows might come sporadic. But we're going to keep recording. We're going to keep trying to get these shows in. Yeah, man. Thank y'all for listening, as always, man. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Always call, leave a voicemail, 347-201-2572. Yeah, man. I'm your boy, King Germ.
And this your girl, Queen Germ.
And this was the Frocast, episode 322, presented to you by Nappy Afro. We out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
That's the end of the show. Go to nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com